My name is Malte Resin. I'm a PhD student at the University of West London. My department is the Center of Internationalization and Usability in the School of Computing. I'm in the third year of my thesis. The preliminary title of my thesis is An Examination of the Relationship Between Development and Localization During the Creation of International Software. My thesis is funded by the Vice Chancellor Studentships at the University of West London. My thesis examines how the relationship between software development and software localization can cause issues during development or in the software product. Software development concerns the way in which people develop software, of course. Software localization is the adaptation of software for different languages, markets, or cultures. This is often done to increase the potential user base of a software product. Software localization might require translation, for example, of menu texts or error messages for, let's say, the Japanese version of a software product, or the usage of different units of measurements in different countries, let's say miles versus kilometers. Software localization issues refer to cost, time, or quality problems during development, for example, if localization turned out to be very expensive, took too long, or just led to a bad product like incorrect or missing translations. So while software development might be done by, for example, engineers, software localization often requires the work of people who know the target cultures very well, for example, translators. In other words, my thesis is in a large part about interdisciplinary collaboration. I gather quantitative data through surveys and qualitative data which comes from interviews with people involved in the development of international software, for example, programmers, user interface designers, or translators. During these interviews, I ask people about their experience during software development, anecdotes about something going particularly well or wrong, etc. These are analyzed to see if common themes can be extracted. Quantitative and qualitative data also support each other. For example, analysis of the surveys gave me some idea what to ask during interviews during the later stages of my thesis. The preliminary results indicate a lot of friction between software development processes which are geared very much towards engineering and the way in which software is localized. There's often a lack of connection between those who develop the product and those who localize it. For example, does a text label that reads manual download refer to the opposite of an automatic download or to the download of the instruction manual? If translators don't know the context of the product, they might not be able to deliver a good translation. So, hopefully, my thesis can contribute to an improvement in the development of international software.